Well, social networking site Facebook has some new and local competition, and it has a black face, as Jason Glanville, CEO of the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence, told Daniel Fitzgerald.
Blackfella Facebook, as it's now become known, is what a group of young people who helped us to design our new online tool have been calling it. We designed it as the Community of Excellence, which is really an opportunity for young people to get the same kind of opportunities they get here at the NCIE in an online environment. So the tool was designed by young blackfellas, so it's a really exciting youth-led initiative, and it's been thanks to the help of the Telstra Foundation, we're able to build it from scratch with young people leading the charge. And since they've been testing it for us, it's been young blackfellas themselves who have dubbed it the Blackfella Facebook.
So what sort of functions does the website have?
The job of the Community of Excellence is to ensure that the thousands and thousands of young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who have come through this place continue to get access to support for their aspirations, and most particularly can get connected to ongoing development opportunities. So the tool is built so that young people build their aspirations profiles, they're supported by the community around them, and that there's a series of development opportunities that gravitate towards their aspirations. So by the time the site's at full flight, we expect that there'll be a couple of 100,000 young blackfellas using this site.
Can you just explain a bit about what you mean by aspirations profiles?
So when someone builds their profile, rather than, like with Facebook and other things, sort of talking about fairly mundane day-to-day stuff, this tool is built specifically around young people building an aspirations profile for themselves. So people post challenges for themselves, and then the job of the tool, the community inside the Community of Excellence and the NCI and its partners, is to make sure that the development opportunities are available to young people to make those aspirations come true. So it might be finishing school, it might be losing a particular amount of weight, it might be qualifying to dance for Bangarra or to be an NRL team, it might be really simple day-to-day stuff, or it might be big ambitions. But the site is an entirely positive aspirations-based site that says to these young people, you can achieve anything you want with the right kind of dedication and support, and the tool is built specifically for them, by them, to make sure they get that kind of support.
Are you worried that by having a separate social networking site for Indigenous people, you're creating a divide between Australians?
No, look, the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence is an Aboriginal organisation. We're very proud of that, and our job is to change the opportunity profile of a generation of young blackfellas. We work with non-Indigenous young people as well, but our core job is to change what's possible for the next couple of generations of young blackfellas. And it was very clear to us, based on the feedback we were getting from young people themselves, that they wanted and needed something that was specifically built for them.
How will you know that those who sign up are actually Indigenous?
Oh, that's a good point. I mean, we know that most of the sign-ups come through program engagements, so it's the young blackfellas who we're working with who are the people who are signing up. I mean, we aren't going to ask for any proof of identity to do that stuff, but the nature of the site, we would hope, means that the right people are signing up for the right reasons.
Peter McGillivray is a young Indigenous person and says she uses Blackfella Facebook nearly every day.
I absolutely love it because it has some really great features which you can't really get on other social media sites. For example, the goal setting tool, if you like, and I've got all kinds of stuff that I've set goals for.
Do you find you get a lot of support from other users when you post your goals?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's one of those things where when you're on it all the time and you're updating how you're travelling with your goals, other people like to watch, and you do get a lot of support. And that's kind of the basis of the Community of Excellence, is that you can draw inspiration from others, and at the same time, you're showing other people what can be done if you can just, you know, keep your mind to things.
Can you tell us about the respect button?
Yeah, the respect button is a way that you can show somebody in a little bit more of a powerful way that you are really inspired what they're doing with their goals. And it's a lot more powerful to respect something that someone's done than, you know, just simply liking it.
Peter McGillivray, a user of new social networking site Blackfella Facebook. Check it out. She was speaking with Daniel Fitzgerald.